Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It is the Jen and Tim show. Once again, live in Jamaica.
Beautiful Jamaica.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You saw the sunset last night, yesterday?
Can I just tell you, and another reason why I would come back, my daughter loves sunsets. Like, she is 11 years old and loves sunsets.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And they said, you have to look at the sunset. I cannot believe how beautiful the sunset was. Seeing the sun come down and boom, it's gone.
This orange and this... Oh. This brownish kind of big light. And you are going to see that even better when you go to Rick's Cafe.
Oh, that's right. We're so excited about that.
Let me tell you, there's no sunset like Rick's.
Is it really?
What?
Which is the furthest part of the island, at the West End.
It is, okay.
Yeah. Seems like a can't-miss spot when you come to Jamaica. Everyone has to go to Rick's Cafe.
It's Instagrammable. That's what the young people say now.
Instagrammable. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the way to go. Absolutely.
Yeah. We're very excited about that.
The number one question we're asked, and we have people, whether it's listeners or friends or family, is Jamaica open? Is Jamaica ready? Of course.
Fully open. We reopened our doors December 15 last year, and gradually everything is just popping back up. All our airports are open, all of our attractions, whether you want a river tube, river raft, you want a zip line, you want an ATV, everything is opened right now. The South Coast, as I was saying earlier, we did a quick tour last week, Black River Safari, all of those attractions and tours are open.
That's wonderful.
And we went to Lover's Leap again. Lover's Leap is so historic. The altitude, the air, the food. It's just amazing.
I wish people could see you, the passion that you have. And the passion that you can realize. I mean, it's just...
Agreed.
It's
such a hard job.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be rough for
somebody has to do it.
We saw those raft rides when we were coming in from the airport. I've never seen anything like that. Where does that go? Like, what do you do?
So basically, it's on... I mean, we have various rivers in Jamaica. And you're on the river. You have an animated raft captain who tells you all the history of the space that you're in. And you just sit there. You lie back. And you take in the scenery. You can have a coconut. You could have a rum. You could, you could do anything.
Whatever you choose.
Whatever you choose. And it is one of the most relaxing activities. You disconnect, and you're lost in that space and in that time.
I love it. And we've talked about it before. The people are just the best. Just embracing you the second you walk in. And you say hi, if you have a question, if you have a concern. It's almost like they can read you before you even have something. They're the most hospitable people you have ever met.
I tell you, and because they're so knowledgeable, and we are a proud people. We believe that we're superstars in our own right, you know. And because of that love and that passion for being, just to say I'm Jamaican is like, yeah, you know, I'm Jamaican. And so they put their best feet forward every single time.
And if people visit Jamaica, how many resorts are there to visit here?
Wow. I mean, there are different resort areas. So I'm going to quickly run through some of those. Yeah. You're in Negril now, Casual, capital of Casual. There's Kingston, the cultural mecca of the Caribbean. There is Portland, which is luxury and villas and fine dining and high touch service, white gloves. That's what you can do in Portland. And then there's the South Coast, which is off the beaten path, community, strong community tourism. There is Montego Bay, which is our tourism capital. All of our tourists mostly come through that gateway. And then there's Ocho Rios, which is the adventure, adrenaline. Yeah.
It sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
We're so excited that we on Star 102 get to give away a trip for someone to come to Jamaica.
I am telling you, I don't know. It's going to be hard for that person. Cause how do you choose who to take with you?
Yeah. And the packing list.
Game?
I would unfriend you if you didn't take me.
Could you imagine that? Like some type of friend Olympics that they have to be?
That's a great idea.
And you could dangle it.
Yeah.
Like, how much can you do for
this
trip?
See?
Guys, I'm sorry. No,
that's a great idea.
I love the way you're thinking. We're just glad that we get to experience it first to talk about it. So we're glad to be here.
And let me tell you, you're pressuring me now with your Jamaica shirts, because there's some people that don't have a Jamaica shirt.
Oh, I love it so much. I've been talking to everybody. I'm like, see the shirt?
You're pressuring me.
I love it.
I want one in every color. Oh my goodness. They're so cute. Did you design these?
We did at the Kingston office.
They're great,
and they're so iconic. Anywhere you go, people want one of the shirts.
I'll try to get some other colors,
but it's not from me. Don't
okay.
tell them.
I don't know where that came from. Well, Princess Fiona, as we call you, because I love that name for you. Thank you for talking with us again. We're so happy to be here and be your
guest.
Thank
you, guys, and fully enjoy and be present.